I'm going to read from Psalm 68, verses 1 to 10, and then a few of the last verses of that psalm. Psalm 68, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exult before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked. The heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself quaked at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You shed abroad a plentiful rain, O God. You confirmed your inheritance when it was parched. Your creatures settled in it. You provided in your goodness for the poor, O God." And then verses 32 to 35. "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides upon the highest heavens, which are from ancient times. Behold, he speaks forth with a voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His majesty is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. O God, you are awesome from your sanctuary. The God of Israel himself gives strength and power to the people. Blessed be God."
Return to Jesus. Oh, Thank you. Through it all, God, I thank you that as your children, we can say it is well with our souls, no matter what's going on. And God, it's with great joy. Sometimes our hearts are heavy when we sing those words or say those words, and yet there's a certain and sure hope that we have in our hearts that can allow us to have joy even when we're saying that. Even when we're saying, in spite of this or in spite of that, it is well with my soul. And God, we thank you that because of who you are, that we can say that. A little further on in Psalm 68, I'm not sure if Timothy read these two verses or not, but as I read them, I felt compelled to share them here before I went through the prayer list. Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. God, we thank you that to you belong escapes from death, whether it be that we walk in your ways and avoid the pitfalls and traps, or whether by no choice of our own we are affected by the death on this earth. You bring us away from death, whether it be in this life or in the life to come, because we have resurrection in you. So God, as we read down our prayer list here, I'm going to just lift out a few. You see the list here in front of you, God, and in front of us. All of us can see it. And so, God, we just pray for Sandy as she's back at LGH and thankfully does not need surgery, but believes that the doctors believe they can treat it with antibiotics. And just pray that you'd be with her and that she would know your peace in this time. We also pray for Ron Hanna as he continues to recover from his knee surgery and has had ups and downs, but altogether it's going well. Just pray that you would help that to just continue to heal very well. And we also, again, pray for Ariella, the friend of Lori Cole, who has breast cancer at 18 years of age. Just pray that you'd be with her and her mother. I pray that they would, again, know your peace in this time. We pray for Jake Wagner and in his advanced age. Just be with him in his life, in the way that his age and sickness has, his mind is not as sharp as it used to be, but just pray that he would know your peace above all things. And we also give you praise for the Denlingers, Leah and Jeremy, as they have now are in Uganda and have adopted their son Ernest. We just thank you and praise you for that. Thank you for the way that you have been faithful to them in this very long waiting time. And just pray that you'd be with them as they bring him home. We also pray for the family of Mary Hanna as her uncle Lonnie passed away suddenly just recently. Just be with her family, be with Lonnie's wife, Mary's aunt, in this time. And God, we thank you and praise you for the expectant mothers that we have in our church. Pray for Jonathan and Natalie as they're awaiting a baby in October. Pray for Mary and me as we have a baby coming in December. And we also pray for the De Leon family, for Alicia and Daniel, as they have a baby due in February. And God, we thank you and praise you for the missions that our church is involved in. Just pray that you'd be with each and every one, with Deanne, Mark and Kristen, with Tiffany Nunez, through Mark and Kristen, Victoria's Fund is going to medical school. Just be with her. And God, we pray for our country, pray for our nation and the world. Just pray that as we head into this political season, that that we would learn to trust you, that we would see that our citizenship, while we are citizens of this nation, we also, in a greater way, are citizens of your kingdom. And so, God, we place our trust in that. And we pray for our greater world as there's wars and famine all over the world. You can look at so many things that are wrong. And we just pray that, God, that the worship of you would come to those places and that your peace and grace would be felt by every heart that is breaking, every heart that is sad. Just pray that the knowledge of you in these places would bring freedom and joy. And so we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be here, and it's good to see all your faces again. And so I'm going to get into the announcements here. This Sunday and next Sunday will be the last two installations of the summer sermon series, which is known as Highlights from Hebrews, that Timothy is bringing. Next Sunday will be the last installment of that. And then also, just to tie into that too, the Sunday school, this Sunday and next Sunday will be the last two Sunday mornings without the Sunday school hour. And then beginning September 11th, Sunday, September 11th, it will begin with Stephen Shepherd being here and having the Sunday school hour, and then he will also be bringing the message. So we're looking forward to that. Also, a very big thank you to Mike Shirley and Roger Walker for prepping and painting and getting the toddler nursery room finished. It looks great. Thank you very much. It looks great. I checked it out this morning. It's really looks good. Don't forget about the Sunday morning prayer time. It's something that I haven't been able to be a part of just because I am corralling a lot of kids in the nursery every Sunday morning. But I know it's a meaningful time, and it's this prayer. As I read through the prayer list here, it's something that we can always. Anytime we can spend time praying with one another in the body of Christ, it's always a very good thing, and it's a very edifying thing. And so if you can, that starts at 9:45. Again, I think you only have one more Sunday for that, and then we'll beginning Sunday school, the Sunday school hour. Yes, as I said, Church Planting International will be here on September 11th. It will be Preston and Stephen. I had forgotten about that. Preston will be leading the Sunday school hour, and Stephen Shepherd will be preaching. And they'll be sharing about Church Planting International, which is their ministry. And so we look forward to that. And I believe that is everything. If there's anything I'm forgetting, please raise your hand. Okay, and with that, we can greet one another in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, it's Joyce. Oh, yes, and we have with us this morning, too, thanks you for reminding me. We have Ebenezer. This is Sister Asayich's son, who is attending LMH, and he'll be with us, I believe, on the weekends, and so we're very glad to have you. So feel free to introduce yourself. And now we can greet one another in Jesus' name.